This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. As we're here on election night with you tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
Mark is out tonight. He is at some kind of fireman's meeting. So good to have you guys in here. We're talking about some election-related stuff, but we don't have to. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the news, including apparently police robots are becoming a thing in one city in India, and they're not the only place as well. So,
are we going to have RoboCop soon?
They're actually calling it a RoboCop. That's actually what they're going to do. It does not appear to be a satire site, so we'll tell you more about that coming up here. We were in the midst of a story that you brought in to share, Vincent, of NPR, four myths about college students and voting. We'd been through the first myth, which was the claim that
students are uninformed.
And then they answered that by claiming that, well, they're going to school, so they could be informed. Well, that doesn't mean they actually are.
Yeah, well, not even that. Saying, they go to school, so they are knowledgeable voters.
No.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it said, making them knowledgeable voters.
Oh, it says that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Having access to an academic environment makes them knowledgeable voters.
Right.
Not actually learning anything.
That's what they said, though, right? That just having access makes them knowledgeable.
Well, yeah, and it goes into the whole, like, cult of college, like saying just because someone has this piece of paper that they got from a four-year university that more than half their credits they learned something other than what they have for the piece of paper, that makes them more qualified than someone I know with actual experience.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous mythology, but it's very pervasive because every government school has it in their curriculum to basically pitch college to all the students. And so whenever people graduate from high school, they believe the myth that
everybody has to go to college,
or else you won't be successful,
which is false.
And there's plenty of examples of why that's false. There's so many people who have been tremendously successful with the absence of a college degree. There are people who have been not just tremendously successful, just normally successful, right? Just like typical success, simply because they didn't have $100,000 in debt to pay off for the next 40 years.
Exactly, yeah. A college degree might actually be a detriment because if an employer sees that, the first thing they think is, oh, wow, how much debt is this person in?
Right. That's one of the questions I like to know from people in college. Like, what'd you end up with? What's your debt when you walked out the door?
I mean, how much do you still have?
Thing. Yeah, it's an embarrassing thing to talk about, but it's one of the most relevant. All right, what's number two on the list?
So myth number two is most college students vote from out of state. About 85%, and this is their refutation of it, about 85% of college students in Tufts' data set, which included about 10 million students in 2016, are voting in the state they attend college. That doesn't mean they're all from the same state as their college, but most are, Thomas says.
Hmm.
So that's
one I hadn't heard. I had never heard the myth that college students are going to do an absentee vote from the state from which they have come. That's what they're saying the myth is. That just doesn't fly at all with the sort of college ethos of laziness that I've known. I mean, first of all, the odds are the college student isn't going to vote at all. Of those who are going to vote, then it's easier to just go and vote where you are because you don't have to go through the hassle of getting whatever
but
absentee
this one's
ballot.
Probably actually right.
What, this myth?
No, the refutation of the myth.
Yes, that's correct.
So myth number three here, college students all vote for Democrats.
Well, not all of them.
But
the majority.
College students right now are leaning left, but they don't all vote Democrat.
Not all?
No kidding.
Not every single one, not 100% right. Objectively done.
It's probably 70% or something.
I don't know if it'd be that high, but it's certainly a lot.
No? What do you think it is?
Oh, I can't really tell just because the the culture, the atmosphere on campus fosters, progressive thinking. So people naturally are scared to,
come out of the closet.
Yeah, and yes.
As a Republican?
So to speak. Yeah, or anything that isn't, to the left of, Elizabeth Warren. Like, I knew someone who, complained saying their teacher or their professor tried to fire them from their TA job just because they shared a conservative meme on their Facebook page.
Wow.
My Facebook page.
So that's from the vocal people. Imagine how many other people aren't vocal, whether they're libertarians or green. Well, greens will probably be catered to on there. Libertarians, conservatives, whatever, right? And so I think there's probably more than one would think, but it's definitely just because of how the brainwashing goes and sheeple and groupthink. It's probably mainly progressive left-leaning.
Gotcha. Number four on the list.
College education pushes students to the left.
Well,
that
why do they
is
call
so
that a
true.
Myth?
Well, I want to hear this. I want to hear the reputation.
Yeah,
on
let's hear. I'm just certain. I read ahead and I've got something to say.
Okay.
Research shows college students come to college with formed ideas, and that attending college isn't likely to move them politically to the left. Quote, they are not these sort of empty vessels where you tip off the top of their head and pour knowledge into it, Thomas says.
No, what they do is they lop off the top of your head, scoop everything out, and pour their stuff in.
A lobotomy. They just lobotomize them.
Although I will say plenty of people go in with having, no idea.
Yeah, of course.
So, notice this, right? This guy, he's just some expert on it. He doesn't cite any outside reference. It's just the fact that
he's a guy from Tufts University.
Yeah.
From what I understand, is a very left-leaning university.
The majority of them are at this point.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are. Isn't it a graduate school, Tufts? Maybe I'm wrong about that, but
it's a private university.
Is it private? Okay, because of course, all these so-called private universities are still taking government money, right?
Like, of course
almost
they are.
All of them take government money.
Well, they benefit from the government loans also.
Yeah, right. And so I remember there was a girl in Keene. Oh, man, it must have been close to a decade ago. So we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is kind of like the activist epicenter in New Hampshire. It always has been. And there, when you do activism, when you kind of put yourself out there, there are going to be haters, people who hate what you do. And even if they don't even have the intellect to have a reason why they hate you, they just hate you because they don't want to see you protesting or whatever it is. But there was a girl who was pretty intellectual, and I forget what her name was, but she was the daughter of the owner of a Main Street coffee shop here. And she headed up a group called Free Keene from the Free Keene Stigma. Really long name, but that's what they called themselves. And she was from Tufts University. She was like a total commie, straight up, Marxist leftist who ended up, interestingly, moving to Washington, D.C. So I'm glad she's not here anymore. But just, it's like, oh, that's the kind of person that they crank out at Tufts. Now, obviously, it's a case study, but
right.
Still.
That's not representative of everyone at Tufts. There must be someone that comes out of there that isn't a leftist.
But anyway, Vincent.
It's not just today's college kids that vote at low rates. Baby boomers and Generation X, the two generations that preceded millennials, voted at low rates when they were young adults too, explains Harvard's Della Volpe. And this generation could change that, frankly.
Yeah, right.
And that's the end.
Oh, well, they didn't really refute very much the idea that the college... They just basically said, we don't just take their heads off and...
It writes out like a corporate PR Q&A page, right? They have her thing in bold, and they have her little canned, pre-written response.
That's NPR, National Public Relations.
Exactly. So, interesting story. Thanks for sharing that with us here. Maybe you're on a college campus and you want to share with us your experience today or over the last few weeks. Because last week, Vincent, when you were in here on Tuesday night, you shared with us a voting propaganda flyer that was being handed out on campus by the very same people who were there giving people rides to the polls. I was actually surprised when I'd asked you off the air when you were in the van with these people. Did they ask you anything about how you intended to vote or try to push a candidate on you? And you said they didn't.
No.
So, I mean, I guess they deserve some credit for not trying a last-minute desperate push. Was there any kind of flyering going on today as well that you saw?
Yeah, they had. It was, like, raining pretty hard today, and people were intense. I think, like, the reason why they give the rides is because they figure that we're going to give rides to more left, you know, we're more inclined to give a ride to someone left-leaning by going to a college campus, so they might as well, right?
Well, no, it's just something they, well, I mean, that may
yeah,
be
that's,
true.
That's,
but I mean,
that's 100%
it's
why
it's just
sure
something
they
do because they know how apathetic college students are. They know that if it's the difference between having to take themselves versus having someone take them, it may get them a few more votes. And yes, they certainly are aware that college students are more likely to lean left. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Election night. You can call in about anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. eGifter's got many of the world's leading brands on their roster, and it's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your preference with Bitcoin Cash, like Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Applebee's, Hotels.com, Nike, and hundreds more. Just go to giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. And then sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we continue here talking about college voting myths, we've been through the list of four myths as presented by NPR. And the final myth was the idea that colleges turn out students who are left-leaning. And I think it's pretty crystal clear that that's a true statement. I mean, everybody who's been to college, who's ever called this show over the 16 years we've been doing Free Talk Live, has basically said that that's the case, that the professors tend to be left-leaning, the curriculum tends to be left-leaning. And that's not to say I'm a right-winger, okay? So I'm not, you know, I don't want them to go to the right either. I would prefer they not be inculcating the students with any particular viewpoint.
Right.
Present them all and, you know, let somebody make a decision for themselves.
And it can be pretty drastic, too. Like, I've seen, like, there's, like, whole collages on the internet of, like, it takes someone's, like, say, senior high school picture, and, you know, they look healthy, they're smiling, they're happy. Let's say usually it's a girl, and then it shows after college, and it shows pictures, you know, half her head is shaved, they have piercings all over her face, they look angry, miserable, or it's her mugshot because they were, like, part of Antifa. Mm. And it's like, I don't know, just like some sort of mental illness that spreads through these colleges. Like, I don't know what it, like, I've been there for almost 3 years now, and I can't even say what it is.
Can you feel it? I mean, is it, like, sucking the life out of you?
Yes.
Away your will to be an individual? I mean, what are they doing?
Well, I mean, because of my, you know, unique life experience, everyone's life experience is unique. I mean, I'm able to weather it, right? I've okay. always been an outsider. So, like, but sometimes I do feel like I was coming back from a social event. And I said, thought to myself, man, I wish I could be someone else because I just can't, you know, I just can't fit into the crowd. And it's like, there's a lot of social pressure to all think the same way, to not, you know, it's like 1984 pretty much, you know, except instead of it being forced by the government, it's like just
it's
people.
Social pressure.
It's social pressure, yeah, and it's sort of like fostered by the professors and by some of the faculty there who, like, right. you know, enforce like diversity of thought and stuff, when really it's not diversity of thought at all. It's just submit to their authority.
Think the way that we say to think, and then you'll get right. along with us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, freedom is slavery, war
you
is
do whatever the professor tells you to do.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. In fact, our first caller of the evening had brought up this idea of cultural Marxism, and Michael, you found a story about that. I pulled it up here. Actually, it's a little bit
It's very lengthy, so I didn't really want to read it on the air.
But it does say here, don't blame Karl Marx for cultural Marxism. Political correctness isn't a communist plot. I'll just read the beginning of the piece here, and we'll see if it'll spark a little bit of conversation. It says, the list of developments for which cultural Marxism has been blamed includes the following. The LGBT rights movement, especially the legal push to eliminate sodomy laws and legitimize gay marriage, activism for transgender acceptance and recognition, the increase in divorce at the end of the 20th century, and a decrease in nuclear family formation.
What's Lucifer's behind all of that, obviously?
African Americans protesting police abuse, art and music that fails to follow familiar genre conventions, increased depictions of a variety of races, genders, and sexualities in popular media, acceptance of immigrants and the cultural pluralism they bring, and a lack of tolerance for non-liberal ideas on college campuses. This bill of particulars is not new, especially from conservatives. The twist was to begin dragging Karl Marx into it. Here's how the narrative goes. After the horrific deaths of millions, global communism may have been discredited as a viable economic system, but its proponents want to sneak it in perniciously through the back door via cultural decadence. Thus, political correctness is part of a lefty long con to take over America. You have to give the conspiratorial right credit for clever rhetorical deck stacking, at least. How can you approve of sympathetic gay people appearing in yogurt commercials if it's all a commie plot? It may be comforting to believe your ideological foes are dupes of manipulative intellectual fiends, but declaring that advocates of multiculturalism, feminism, and gay rights are the pawns of dead Jewish communists is both mistaken as a matter of cultural history and foolish as a way to sell an alternate ideology. You won't win the day by treating people who merely disagree with you as stalking horses for socialist tyranny.
Ian, are you sure this isn't an alt-right website? They just suddenly called them Jewish communists. I mean, I didn't hear any talk about Jews before. I mean,
I don't think so. I don't know much
about... Odd they'd mention that. It's sort of just, I came out of the blue there.
I don't know much about Brian Doherty, but he's the author over in, I guess this is from the November 2018 issue of Reason Magazine. We can link to this on our social media, so you can check that out. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we're going to...
Of course, a Koch brother-funded magazine defense, Karl Marx.
We're going to try. We're going to talk to Full Steam Ahead on our on-air call-in line on Discord. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going tonight, Ian?
Hey, we got you. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm here in the U.S.
All right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I was calling to talk about this Vin Armani video that I watched yesterday. It was live streamed yesterday, and I guess it's been put on YouTube again today. It's about what's going on with Bitcoin Cash. Is this something that you've heard about?
Well, actually, it's interesting you bring that up because I actually had a small story tonight about apparently there's an impending, it's going to happen in like 9 days, apparently. Bitcoin Cash is going to hard fork. And there's a possibility that it's going to split into two competing versions of itself, as the original Bitcoin BTC did back in August of 2017 when it split into BTC and BCH, a.k.a. Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash.
But I don't know a lot of the details behind, like, what the allegations are. I know there's two warring factions, but I'm not sure what exactly they're warring over. I have not really looked into it. So what do you, you know, what do you know about this?
Well, I pretty much just know what I saw in the video that Vin Armani put out. I have a lot of respect for Vin Armani. I've been following him for
I love Vin Armani. He's actually going to be on our show next Tuesday. He comes in once a month here on Free Talk Live. So, but anyway, he's not here to say to, you know, talk about the video, but it sounds like you're not attacking him. You're actually praising him. So go ahead with what do you have to say about
it? Let me do as best I can to kind of recant I'll try and do justice to what he put in the video because it's extremely important. This is why I'm taking the time to call in tonight because it's basically a hostile takeover. It's very much unlike the situation between Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin when it took place in August of last year. This is Craig Wright and some On-Chain or some other company. The name of the company
N-Chain?
Is On-Chain, I believe. I'm sorry?
N-Chain?
Yes, that's it. Thank
Remember,
you.
Remember, Craig, the name, for those who aren't familiar, Craig Wright, he made some headlines a couple years ago now, I think, at this point, when there was an article that came out, a real in-depth article about how they, I forget if it was Wired or one of these magazines, tech magazines, did an investigation, and they believed that Craig Wright was Satoshi Nakamoto, who was the creator of Bitcoin. And so if you can hang on full steam ahead, we're going to bring you back. We'll find out what is in the future here for Bitcoin Cash. So that's who this guy is. Craig Wright is the guy who was alleged to have been Satoshi Nakamoto. He sort of made it sound like he might have been Satoshi Nakamoto, but he couldn't prove it.
Oh, this guy is not Satoshi.
No. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You don't have
USA Radio News.
A judge in Harris County, Texas, ordered 9 polling locations to stay open until 9 o'clock Eastern Time to accommodate long lines. A judge in Indiana and Georgia has also extended voting hours in those states due to long lines and machines that malfunctioned earlier. We keep hearing about this blue wave. Well, Dan Senor served as an advisor on the Romney-Ryan presidential campaign back in 2012. He explains a blue wave.
A wave is when every close race breaks in one direction.
Results starting to come in. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia did easily beat his opponent, Republican Corey Stewart of Virginia. And also the race in Vermont has been called. Senator Bernie Sanders as well wins re-election. President Trump had nothing on his public schedule today. The president will be watching the election results at the White House. Please keep it tuned right here for the latest election results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. The Blink Home Security System, HD cameras, wireless. It is a quality system that is surprisingly affordable. And Amazon must have really liked it because they bought the company. So now Blink works with Alexa. And there's no contracts and no subscriptions. You get a very nice wireless home security system by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll save because you're a Free Talk Live listener. In fact, you can get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 now over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Batteries last up to 2 years. They're just standard AA's, so when you have to replace them eventually, no problem finding more. And they set up super fast because they're wireless, meaning you don't have to drag a bunch of wires through walls or hang them or wherever it is you'd have to put them in order to get them to the cameras. You just put the camera wherever you want. If you need to change the angle, maybe you got it a little wrong the first time, no problem. You can move it.
Yeah, just move it just a little bit. Yeah,
or wherever. Move it across the room if you need to. It's no problem at all. It's very, very nice, and it sets up fast, plus they're configurable as far as when you want them to operate. They'll send you clips of what happens in front of them, and these actually have microphones on them, by the way, which is very unusual for security cameras. Normally, you don't get that with security cameras. It's just straight video. This actually has a mic, which is nice to have.
Yeah.
Blinkprotect.com/FTLs. We continue here. We've got full steam ahead on the line. He's on our on-air call-in line on Discord, and you said you watched a video by sometime Free Talk Live host Vin Armani who's really a great host. I really enjoy having him on Free Talk Live. But he's really into the world of Bitcoin Cash, and he made a warning video about some sort of coming war in Bitcoin Cash. What's this all about?
Yes, that's correct. He called it a hash war. It's because of the split that's coming up, this fork, this hard fork that's coming up between on Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is Craig Wright, you know, pretty much you get a good overview of him. He's a self-professed statist from the standpoint that he has no qualms at all about using the state to support his patent intellectual property rights that he's pushing forward. And so he's definitely a statist from what I can see from him. Mm-hmm. And he in this in-chain...
Which means he's probably not Satoshi Nakamoto. This is the guy who, once again, is claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto. He couldn't prove it. And anybody who actually is Satoshi Nakamoto could easily sign something with Satoshi's PGP key, as I understand it, and prove that they are indeed Satoshi Nakamoto.
Satoshi can come out whenever he wants.
He could probably
prove it.
He could probably prove it in two ways. At least two ways. One, to sign something with the original Satoshi PGP key. Or two, to show that he has possession of the Genesis block. I think that would also be the very first block from Bitcoin.
Third way, he could just spend some of the money that he's saved away too, and that would any control of those funds that are sitting there would show who's the Satoshi.
Yeah, and he couldn't do it. And so you're saying this guy's heading up an effort to try to take over, hostile takeover on Bitcoin Cash.
Exactly. I mean, this. First of all, let's back up a little bit and kind of look at things a little more philosophically, a little more broadly. This is all about centralization. If this can occur, if this happens, and he's able to wrangle control away from and get all the hash power, convince all the miners to switch their hash power over to the Craig Wright new chain that he's going to start, then it's obviously centralized, and we don't have that protection that we thought we did have. So it's not a unique project. There are a ton of crypto projects that are centralized in this manner. So,
well, there's been a long claim that Bitcoin Cash is centralized with a bunch of Chinese miners, but there have been people who've been refuting those claims. And further, I mean, is this really something to be concerned about? I've already heard about, you know, from what little I know, okay, so I am coming at this from a somewhat ignorant perspective, but I've seen some of the headlines, and it seems like people are sticking with the original Bitcoin Cash people. So there's the Bitcoin ABC, which is the name of the official program that's essentially the Bitcoin Cash full node client. Yeah. And then there's this new Bitcoin, I think it's called Bitcoin SV. Is that what the challenger's called?
That's what I had read it's called. I haven't seen code yet. But
have you heard that full steam ahead?
No, I don't actually know what coin is going to be coming with the hard fork. I just know that they're going to be draining a lot of the hash power.
Well, that's what they want. Yeah. I mean, that's obviously what they want, right? So for listeners who aren't familiar, what happens here is Bitcoin Cash has been doing periodic what they call hard forks to upgrade the software, to make changes to the Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin ABC is what it's called, the software. And these happen, I believe, every 6 months, if I'm not mistaken. So they're doing it a couple times a year. And any time this happens, there's a chance that somebody could try what you're saying, to gather enough mining power to break off and sort of follow their own road, so to speak, and basically what they call fork and split the Bitcoin Cash currency into two competing, at that moment, identical currencies, but they're going to be, again, changing Bitcoin Cash to these new parameters. So it would be like, well, we're going to go and keep going in the original direction over here on Bitcoin SV, and then over on this other side, Bitcoin ABC, we're going to go off in this direction. And if enough mining power exists on both sides, both of the coins will continue. And then you'll have two competing forms of Bitcoin Cash.
Pretty much what you said is correct, except for this, that it's really not a matter of when Bitcoin Cash does their hard force. That's just a matter of maintenance. Anybody at any point in time
could do the same.
Hey, I've got a new coin, and I'm just going to start getting a lot of cash power on my coin, and that could happen at any point in time.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. That could happen any time. In fact, with Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin BTC, that's happened dozens of times since August of 2015. There's been like a couple dozen at least of these minor forks that have resulted in these
Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin Atom, Bitcoin Diamond.
There's a
Bitcoin
bunch of them.
garbage, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Smoking in and of itself is not a bad thing, as you're pointing out. It's the attitudes behind the people that are doing it, and it's also an issue of security with regard to the mining power that is being shifted from one place to another. If enough mining power is shifted away from Bitcoin Cash, it's going to be a bad situation for Bitcoin Cash, and it could have a very major impact on the price of Bitcoin Cash and its ability to be adopted. I mean, it's already kind of struggling in terms of the bigger adoption.
The last thing I saw earlier today is that this Craig Wright guy has maybe, if he's lucky, 30% of the mining power.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like very many people are too worried about this. But, you know, Vin Armani's concerned. He's definitely got his ear closer to the ground in the Bitcoin Cash community than I do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll definitely take that seriously. On the other hand, you do have organizations that are saying they're going to be sticking with the original Bitcoin ABC. I wish I had the article pulled up that I had yesterday, but I know that Binance, which is the world's largest Bitcoin/cryptocurrency exchange, Binance is going to be supporting the fork. So they're going to be saying, okay, anybody that's on our exchange, if you have Bitcoin Cash, we're going to give you, if there's this new thing that comes out, this, we'll call it Bitcoin SV for lack of a better term, then we're going to give you that. Because if you have, let's say you have 10 Bitcoin Cash or one Bitcoin, right, whatever the amount is, you got one Bitcoin Cash. Well, after the fork, if you're on Binance with that one Bitcoin Cash, you'll have one Bitcoin Cash and one of whatever this new thing is, ends up being called.
Right. I haven't heard anything discussed with regard to sharedropping or splitting where you get tokens from the new coin. I haven't heard anything about that. That would be logical for them to do to get more support. I have not heard anything about that.
The thing is, this is what worries me about it. I've found a series of tweets from Craig Wright where he is basically promising to kill Bitcoin Cash. He's saying,
well, talk is cheap. I mean, anybody can say anything they want, but the question is, what are the miners going to do? And I suspect Craig Wright isn't in charge of all the miners in the Bitcoin Cash world.
It'll be interesting. One last point, and I'll let go here, and that is
sure.
This is a good example of why we need to stay constantly vigilant. I mean, if we aren't on top of these situations, the same thing will happen to whatever coin is what happened to Bitcoin and with Blockstream taking over and infiltrating that and steering it down. Now everything has kind of been restored to a reasonable level in terms of fees and what have you, but they're in control of it now, and so I don't use Bitcoin hardly at all anymore because of that fact. But that's the main point that I wanted to bring up, was this Vin Armani video. I'd encourage people to watch.
And what was it called again? The name of the video? What is it?
Well, it's Hash Wars.
All right. Thanks for the call. Full steam ahead. We got more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin Cash Hash War, as it's being called. And so we can dig in a little bit deeper on that coming up here. Ian, Michael, and Vincent in the studio with you here tonight. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to follow Free Talk Live on social media, you can follow our Mastodon channel over on toots.freetalklive.com. I believe the three of us all have Mastodon accounts.
Yes, I do.
Personal. You don't? I thought up, Vincent.
No, I've been busy.
Didn't I see you sign up on the Liberdon? You didn't sign up on Liberdon?
Okay, so I think I made an account. I just never put any pictures or did anything with it.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. So, anyway, if you've been frustrated by the lack of stability when it comes to these centralized social media servers like Twitter and Facebook, and, of course, the constant spying and enabling of spying and all the awful things that they do over there, check out Mastodon. It's a decentralized platform. You can follow the Free Talk Live tweet, or not tweets, but there are toots. So it's formatted like Twitter, but it's not like Twitter because it's decentralized, and it's also federated, which means that there are thousands of servers all around the planet, and they can all link to one another, and each server decides which servers they want to link to or not link to. And that's a much better system than having it all being decided by some CEO, you know, somewhere of some company that you have no real influence over. So check it out over at toot, T-O-O-T, freetalklive.com. Or if you want to follow us on Twitter, we do still have an account there at twitter.freetalklive.com. Or you can just follow us right on the Telegram channel that we have, for those posts at telegram.freetalklive.com. Chris Pascia, who is a Free State Project participant. Yeah, I think so. He's an early mover here to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. He's also one of the programmers behind Open Bazaar, so he's in the world of cryptocurrency. I know him because he spoke at Keenvention a few years back on one of our Bitcoin panels. Real bright guy. He had this to say about this so-called hash war. He says Craig and Company, I guess, coined the term hash war to frame the debate positively in their favor. In reality, he says there is no hash war. And we're talking about the idea of Bitcoin Cash schisming and then two sides fighting over hash dominance. Hash has never and cannot possibly dictate how users value a coin. The war has always been for users, and it's clear that Craig is losing that war badly. According to the story at dashforcenews.com, Bitcoin Cash is facing a potential hash war between backers of the ABC and SV implementations, possibly resulting in disruption or even a chain split. The contention lies between two competing implementations of Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin ABC, which intends to implement a variety of improvements to the network. This is the one that's been there. This is the one that's been there all along. And now this new Bitcoin SV, which focuses on, I don't know what that stands for, by the way, SV, which focuses on a more streamlined approach and a significantly increased block size. SV is mainly backed by companies called Enchain and CoinGeek, while ABC counts support from Bitcoin.com, Coinbase, Binance, and a variety of others. In fact, there is a handy list over at a website called CoinDance. You can go to cash.coin.dance to see it for yourself. It's under the politics section, where it shows clearly this Bitcoin ABC has the bulk of the support so far. Now, obviously, nothing's going to be set in stone here. It could be a very fluid situation, and we won't really know how things play out until the actual split occurs.
So I did find out what SV stands for.
And what is it?
You will like this. It stands for Satoshi Vision.
Well, of course, both sides likely believe they're following Satoshi's vision the closest. That used to be the original claim of Bitcoin Cash, was that it was more like Satoshi's vision than what Bitcoin BTC had become. So now you've got the guy who claimed to be Satoshi, but never proved it, Craig Wright, who's claiming he is the one who's got Satoshi's true vision. Doesn't this all seem religious to you?
It does. It does. It's like it's a whole lot like a religious schism.
I mean, it is almost identical to religions because, I mean, you're talking about God's vision, right? Satoshi's vision. That's,
yeah,
Satoshi is the creator.
Satoshi left.
Of Bitcoin.
Now all his followers are arguing with each other,
right?
And having religious wars.
It's the same story, whether it be Jesus or Buddha or whatever. As soon as the original visionary, the prophet, is gone, Muhammad, for instance, in Islam, you've got schisms that sometimes they happen almost immediately with whoever the first follower of that original person was. In the case of Islam, we were talking about that the other night. The community remains split, according to CoinDance's tally of company support, and the ABC roadmap appears to be ahead. Open Bazaar lead back-end developer Chris Pascia sees the user support clearly on the ABC side, indicating that the value will follow the chain with the most users. In terms of mining hash power, however, outcome is less certain, with CoinGeek and SV Pool comprising nearly 30% of the last 24 hours worth of blocks. Now, 30% isn't enough
that's not enough to take over the network.
Right? It's not going to kill the original Bitcoin Cash, but it's enough to have your own things.
It's enough to have your own cryptocurrency and,
right,
and split, but this Craig Wright guy doesn't want to have his own cryptocurrency and split. He wants to destroy Bitcoin ABC.
Well, that's going to be a challenge, I imagine.
With only 30%, he can't do it.
Right. The coming hash power contest could prove ugly and destructive if parties involved are taken at their word. In a series of tweets, Enchain chief scientist Craig Wright issued a strongly worded threat against the competing ABC client, intimating that he would see to its permanent and total failure. Quote, a note, many like to treat me like Cassandra. I don't know who that is. Well, here's your warning to ignore at your peril. We will win this fast, or we will win this slow. But we will win this. Others would like this to be nicer. I would prefer a lesson. I want to have people understand Bitcoin. If it means we spend a year or more slowly bleeding every Satoshi of value, one by one from the ABC chain, we will, without exception. You're laughing over there, Vincent.
Jeez, man, I mean, this is, we're talking about, like, nerd and geek stuff, and this guy's like, I'll drink your skull, you know, blood from your skull.
Right, it sounds like a pro wrestler, right? Like, threatening the other pro wrestlers in the behind-the-scenes sections of wrestling.
Backstage, yeah.
Backstage. If AB, he goes on, there's more to his quote. If ABC stays on SHA 256D, which is, that's...
One of the proof-of-work type of algorithm that they're using.
Yeah. It does not add replay protection, we will hound it. Not until it is weak. Not until it is unlisted on every minor and every major and home-level exchange globally. But until the last CPU running it anywhere globally burns out.
Oh, my.
We will hound them until they grow weak.
This guy is, I don't know what he's on, but it's
power trip.
Pure evil.
It's a power trip. If this means chasing a lone dev with a CPU to burn that last vestige of hope and you think I will not, then you do not know me. But you will learn. This is not vengeance. It is a lesson. And I intend to burn it into the hearts and souls of all the socialists in ABC so their great-grandchildren do not forget it.
Now, I did some looking around while we were going through this because I'd already read his quote.
And then he ends it with, have a nice day.
I don't know what he means by socialist there.
Yeah, me neither, because I forget which one of y'all were saying earlier, but somebody was saying maybe it was the caller, that Craig Wright is not a free market guy, that he's not a libertarian.
Yeah, well, our last caller was saying that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't doubt that some on the on whatever team or social. I know Ethereum, right? They have some outright Marxists working on the Ethereum team back when I followed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, full steam ahead.
Now, just because Roger Ver is a pure free market voluntarist, and he's the guy behind Bitcoin.com, by the way. Bitcoin.com is backing Bitcoin ABC.
ABC, yes.
And just because Roger's a voluntarist doesn't mean that everybody who supports Bitcoin Cash is also. So just to paint everybody with one broad brush and say, oh, everyone over at Bitcoin Cash is a socialist, ridiculous. Going back to the story here from Dash Force News, while the outcome of the hard fork isn't clear and not all parties involved may see Wright's threats as credible, Cointech CTO Vin Armani expressed a belief that hash power accrued by CoinGeek and Enchain would be sufficient to cause significant damage. Armani released a video on Twitter calling for the hash war to be averted. Normally, Armani called attention to the potential, or notably, he called attention to the potential threat of the affiliated miners also conducting similar attacks on other proof-of-work chains, disrupting those networks until their market value and viability significantly decrease. Now, what kind of attack can they be doing here, Michael? I mean, do you know offhand what some of these attacks might be?
I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to. I wish I did, but
because just pulling hash power,
I will say this: Bitcoin Cash, the exchange rate has gone up the last couple of days.
It has. So the market is possibly looking forward to this, in some way. We'll continue here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Because if you just pull hash power away, that doesn't actually, it's not an attack. It weakens it somewhat, maybe, but anyway,
if they don't split, the hash power will have to come back, or they'll be mining worthless coins.
We're coming up.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.